And moving on from that, South Africa's favorite charity scooped the first South African social media awards hosted this Sunday. The award aims to celebrate social media's influence in our lives and recognizes that, what it makes a difference in the lives of others. Now, Gift of the Givers are well known for answering the call of wherever the need is, and their charity work extends to beyond the boundaries of South Africa. The founder of Gift of the Givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, joins us this morning. Doctor, very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much.
It's always inspiring chatting to you. You were recently in George. You want to give us a quick update, because we were inundated with calls on that day, the Monday and Tuesday, and we were trying to get hold of you, but you were just out in the field and you were busy. And we said to the listeners, please hold on, Imtiaz Suleiman will chat to us very soon when he has a moment. Can you bring us up to speed with what the situation in George is?
Well, it's kind of finished now. It's affecting my team. So I was actually in Cape Town when that happened. So, I had medical meetings in Cape Town, but on Monday morning when it happened, we sent in teams. When we got feedback, immediately we contacted SAPS, because we have a good working relationship with them. We're going to do a program with them that same week. And we have a relationship with most of the informal settlements in the area. And our relationship stems from the fires of Knysna of 2017. So we made arrangements. SAPS got back to us and said, look, the areas are affected in many ways. So we sent in teams from Kraftnet, which was close, from Tabeha, and we were loading supplies in Kimberley and in Cape Town. We got there late afternoon, the first team got there, and the first thing they did was go to the informal settlements. And although the road seemed okay, the main roads were fine, the water had drained off already, they'd settled, the shops were wet, the malls were wet, the houses were wet, but the informal settlements were a total disaster. We walked in, people were still sleeping and sitting in cold water that was almost up ankle to knee height, their beds, their mattresses, their furniture. The roof was all soaked, clothes all messed up, food was destroyed. The roof had leaks, the walls, which is corrugated sheeting or plastic, had leaks. And at that point, we could only get into two or three informal settlements. We couldn't go beyond. It got dark. And also, some areas were still very impassable because the roads were soaked. You couldn't get in. And that night, we then realized something had to be done. And we got the Magistrates' Court to open up after 9 p.m. at night. And we got soup kitchens. People from different areas came to collect four bulk soup kitchens. And we gave five soup kitchens that day. People who came from the area in the rain, went back in the rain, and cooked for the communities. Children, men, women were hungry. They were cold. They were wet. The next day, the sun was out. It was much better. You could see better, and things were a bit more open. We could then access areas where we hadn't reached. And we have got a feedback from George Hospital that the roof was damaged, and one or two clinics, the roofs were also damaged. We look at doing something there. Yeah. But from that day onwards, it was mostly about getting into informal settlements, supplying over 40 soup kitchens with bulk food, delivering thousands of food parcels to the various areas, blankets, mattresses, sleeping bags, new clothes, shoes, hygiene packs. We did that distribution in various areas. This was related to George specifically. And then on Saturday, we were in Oudtshoorn, and also the same day we were in Calitzdorp. So those are the main areas that were hit. And by Sunday, we were finished. Everything was done.
Yeah.
And we were in Oudtshoorn 10 days before, helping tourism, the hospitality industry. A lot of people had lost their jobs in the hotels and the bed and breakfast. And we were busy with drought relief 10 days before the floods came. Mm.
And that kind of logistics that you've just explained to us, and how you actually get involved and how you kick off your operation when the need arises, how does social media integrate with that kind of logistics? What do you use social media for in Gift of the Givers?
It's basically telling our story. Number one, rain fell in George. Number two, Gift of the Givers trucks are loading from the different warehouses. Number three, teams are on site. Number four, the different companies have given us the stuff. Here's your money. This is what we did with it. We distributed it. Here's your recipients. That's what we gave out. This is how fast we took. This is the areas that we went to. And basically telling the story in pictures of exactly what happens on the ground from start to end, from A to Z. We explain you the whole story. If you follow up, I actually design. I don't design. I give them the content and the pictures, because I've got a system, the whole country, all my officers, whatever distribution they do, they need to send me pictures and a write-up. And then I relate it to political events, related to situation, World Hunger Day, World Food Day, Child Day, whatever day, and put all those things together and then draw on international stories from our officers internationally. And then I send it to the social media team who, I'm not on social media, I don't even know how the damn thing works. But in any case, they take the pictures and they put in all those hashtag business and they connect to everybody and they sit Monday to Sunday. You know, when I took the company, Asaka and Javelin, I said, when you guys work with me, and I've been working with them since the 90s, they're our brand guardians. They look after the logo, the brands you see on all the trucks, the vehicles, the banners. They design the different things for the different materials. Where is the T-shirt? Where is the car? Where is the truck? Where is the wall? Where is the poster? Where is the board? They do all that kind of stuff. And they look after that. And then I said, look, your team got to be available. I'll send you a message 2 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be available. And they've worked incredibly well without complaining. And sometimes I felt bad because some of my teams were celebrating Diwali. And I told them I got an urgent stuff. They just stopped the Diwali, did the stuff, and went back to the celebration. That's the kind of commitment we have from the team.
Chatting to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, the founder of Gift of the Givers. First of all, Mubarak to you on winning this South African Social Media Awards. That particular, fantastic cherry on top. And this award is in recognition of your social media campaign and the social media side of your particular organization. Is that kind of transparency very important to you, that besides the fact that, you know, people donate to you all the time and people give with their open hearts and people give Gift of the Givers basically because I think they trust, but they trust also because of the transparency that they see?
Yes, it's a very deep kind of responsibility. Because if people have mistrust for one organization, there's a possibility you can kill all social work in the country. You know, and people get dejected, they get disappointed, you know, they feel, we put so much of trust in somebody and our money went the wrong way and it was spent the wrong way. What's the point of even giving? You're actually harming the cause of people who need assistance. That's why I encourage the media to travel with me. You know, and actually now the media actually phones us all the time and said, look, have you got a story here? Have you got a story here? We're going to this place. We're going to that place. We want to cover something. You want to cover your work. And I encourage them, even with international travel, media calls me and say, we want to come with you. And we open, we show them everything, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. They need to see the reality of what disaster is all about. You need to see the challenges we face, the problems we have. You're drilling a ball, the water doesn't come. You know, you drill and nothing happens. And then you go start again, you drill again, and then the water comes. And then you have challenges. People are now wanting food. There's desperation. They start making havoc in the queues. And then you have to see how we go and settle those queues down and how people calm down. And eventually you realize it's not being, you know, it's not being violent or rough. It's because they're desperate. Is their child going to eat? Will their child get food? What's the chance of getting food again? You need to see all those things. And you need to take the reality without sanitizing anything, to take it home so people understand what the situation is, what has happened to ordinary people, and how things have changed, and how your funding and your support and your goods is making to the lives a difference to the lives of other people. Because you don't know when you're going to be in that position. And COVID-19 has put people in that position. Those that were givers have now become receivers because jobs were lost overnight, companies closed overnight, people didn't have reserves or more for several months, people went into debt, couldn't pay school fees, couldn't pay a bond, couldn't pay a car, didn't have money for food. So it's also about spirituality, about giving, you know, being about conscious about the next man, and it comes back to you in a good way.
What does this particular award, the South African Social Media Awards, what does the award mean for an organization like Gift of the Givers?
It draws traction. It brings more traction, but more to me than anything else, this team that did it, nobody in the world deserves. Well, other people can say they deserve it too, but I've seen them work Monday to Sunday with heart and soul, not because it's a job. They do it because they love it. They understand that they have the passion. They care for human beings. They're humanitarian in their own way, and they want to get the message across, and they really go out of the way. So to me, the congratulations to the team. You know, they really deserve this. I've seen them work. But I'm a slave driver. You know, I'm a guy that doesn't sleep. And I can work Monday to Sunday without sleeping. And I drive you, and they respond to that call, and they move. So to me, congratulations to the team. They absolutely deserve what they do. In terms of your question, for the organization, it means more people will know about it. More people will now visit our social media pages, if only to see why did we win the award and how the things are done from a technical point of view. And whilst doing that, then they will then have access to the social media stuff, the social stuff that we do in social media, the responsibility, the delivery, the helping. They will see that. And you never know how many corporate company teams will want to see what we do, to see how their teams can get better. And with that way, you probably pick up more donations and you can help more people and your projects become more announced locally and internationally. And overall, you just support more people.
Here's a voice note for you, Dr. MTS.
It's my view that MTS Suleiman has the heart to help people, to uplift. And I feel that if he's being given the budget that social development gets, he can do so much more for so many people. I really feel that there are too many NPOs and NGOs who are receiving money and they are not doing what they're supposed to be doing with that money. And social development has too many departments linked to it. And that is where the money is just draining away. MTS Suleiman, you are indeed a humanitarian.
Dr. MTS, some good words there for you. And thank you so much for the chat this morning. We hope we chat to you again soon. And we hope we chat to you about more awards that will be coming your way. That's at Dr. MTS Suleiman, the gift of the givers, founder, chatting to us this morning.